Same client, customer care. My name is Brittany. May I please have the zip code on the account you're calling in about?
72116.
Thank you. Your first and last name?
Susan Bauchman, Baughman.
Thank you. And can you verify your address, please?
1706 Skyline Drive in North Little Rock, Arkansas.
Thank you. So locate an account here for a Daily Plate, which is an app on your phone that provides recipes based on low carbs. How can I assist you today?
I was charged this, that it was a fraud or something, because it was an advertisement for Walmart, those KitchenAids, and I was supposed to be paying something, and then all of a sudden it come to this, and whatever it is, I didn't order it.
All right. Did you do like a survey for like Amazon,
yeah,
Costco, Walmart, CVS, or Walgreens?
No, it wasn't a survey. All it did was just ask if you was male or female and your age, and it asked you like three questions, and that was it.
Okay. So at the end of that survey, it'll send you to our website where you have the opportunity to purchase a Daily Plate, which is an app on your phone that provides recipes based on low carbs. And in order for us to charge you, you would have to agree to the terms and conditions of putting your card in.
I did not. It did not show me any. It didn't show nothing on that advertisement until when I put in my thing. I thought that I was putting in to pay shipping on a KitchenAid. And it didn't say nothing about no low carb, no nothing. I didn't agree to nothing. And when that came up, because it didn't give me it didn't send me an email, it didn't send me a confirmation number, it didn't do nothing.
Yes, ma'am. Well, what I can do for you is provide you a $20 discounted price on all further charges.
No, ma'am. I want this canceled off of here. I'm going to call Capital One. I've done called them once, and they told me to ask y'all first. I want it canceled. I don't know. I don't want to be charged for this.
So did you file a dispute with them?
I haven't yet, because they told me to get a hold of y'all first. It just happened night before last. I called them yesterday nothing showed up. I didn't know who I had ordered what from, because it didn't show up nothing. And I told them, I said, it didn't show up anything. It didn't give me an email. It didn't give me a confirmation. And they said that when it was posted on my Capital One for me to get the telephone number and call y'all and dispute it with you first and see if you would take it off. And if not, they will dispute it, because I will dispute it. I want the whole amount taken off, and I don't want nothing else charged to my number.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I can go ahead and get your account canceled, and I have your I've also issued you a refund. It'll be back a refund of $55, because there's a non-refundable $5 fee, which will be back in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
I want a confirmation number. I will accept that, but I really don't think you should even be charging me the $5. Here, give me some type of a confirmation number.
C as in Charlie, 2099756.
I see. C2099756?
Yes.
Okay. And it'll take 3 to 5 days?
Yes, 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Confirmation. Okay. Okay. Because if it's not, I will dispute it with my Capital One. And y'all,
yes,
y'all don't charge me nothing else, right? It's canceled.
That's correct. You will not receive any further charges.
Okay. Thank you. And your name's Brittany?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. And thank you for calling customer care. Bye-bye.